You're welcome back. Dublin Fire Brigade is launching a new recruitment campaign to try and attract a greater diversity of people to the service. They're hoping that more women will apply to join the service, as well as more people from non-Irish backgrounds and those with different work skills, like a trade or science training. Emma Wilson is a firefighter and advanced paramedic with Dublin Fire Brigade. She's been telling me about her job.
So I'm based in Kilbarrack Fire Station. We've got one ambulance and one fire truck. So on any given day and night, you rotate between the two. So one day you're on the ambulance, the next day you're on the fire truck. So everybody has their turn and everybody's the same qualification kind of thing.
And is there any such thing as an average day, or might you find yourself doing anything on a given day?
Like, there's an average day in that your shift starts at the same time every day and every night, and you do the same checks every day. You get food every day, but you don't know what time of the day it's going to be. But no, as for the calls and the jobs that you do, you've no idea what you're going into. One day could be like quiet or very simple, and the next day you get two or three calls that are really difficult and really challenging. So you just never know what you're going to get.
Do you enjoy the unpredictability of it?
Yeah, I think it's great. Like, no 2 days are ever the same. You never get bored, that's for sure. It's not like your standard like desk job or IT job or something like that, where it's very active. Every day is different.
Are there many women in the service at the moment?
It's slowly increasing. The last few classes, there's definitely been more of an influx in females, which is great. Kind of traditionally, it would have been very few, as it's, I suppose, seen traditionally as a male-dominated job. But over the last definitely 6 or 7 years, there's been more and more, which is great. I don't think it shouldn't matter whether you're a male or female. It's about whether or not you're the candidate for the job. If you're the right person for the job, it doesn't matter if you're male or female. You still have to pass the same aptitudes. You still have to do the same interview. You have to be able to pass the medical and the fitness test. So if you've gotten that far, you're the same. Everyone's on equal par. Then you do your training and you start your job and everyone's doing the same thing. So it doesn't matter.
Right. So women do exactly the same job as the men.
Yeah, there's no, absolutely no difference. Like, everybody does the ambulance, everybody does the fire truck. There's no difference whatsoever. When you're in, you have to do the same job.
You weren't always a firefighter and a paramedic. What did you do before?
I used to be a secondary school teacher. So after school, I did a 4-year teaching degree in biology and physical education. And I taught for 3 years, and then I went for a career change.
Does it help, do you think, to have a bit of life experience?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's very few people that get into the fire brigade straight from school. The majority of people are coming from life experience of some sort, whether it's working or they've done a training course or a college course. Because I think it's definitely a job where you need to have a little bit of life experience first before you start, because you're dealing with sometimes very difficult things, and you're dealing with all walks of life. So having a little bit of life experience coming in definitely helps. So I'd 100% say that doing my degree first was great in preparing me for going for the job, and then also meant that I'm bringing something to the fire brigade with me, the same as other people bring, and they might be bringing experience from trades or other jobs, other qualifications. So everybody kind of has something extra that they can bring.
You obviously recommend it as a career. What would you say to somebody, and I suppose to a woman in particular, who's thinking about applying to join the fire brigade?
I suppose we're just trying to get rid of the stigma that it's a men's job. It's the same as the guards and the army. Everyone applies nowadays. There shouldn't be any difference. If you think you're right for the job, all you have to do is apply yourself. Yes, you have to do a bit of training for it, but it's achievable for anybody once you put the time and the effort in. And if you think that you have the kind of the compassion, the teamwork, the communication skills that we're looking for, then don't be afraid to apply.
And that was Emma Wilson from Dublin Fire Brigade.